Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. I am super excited about today's episode. I'll tell you why in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Come on, let's go. So here's the deal. Right now, today, you're listening to the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, your podcast to listen to every single day under 5 minutes to jumpstart your day. We covered so many topics, and guess what? We finally hit a year mark, a year anniversary, 1 year anniversary. Let's give it up. Let's clap it up. Let's do it. 1 year anniversary of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. First and foremost, thank you all that have been listening from the beginning. For those of you that have been jumping into this podcast midstream, we are so glad that you're here. Hopefully we'll celebrate more anniversaries with you in the future. But this is a big milestone. Big shout out going to the team behind the podcast, Matt, who's always on point with production and ideas and research and strategies and thoughts. And then you have Shy, and then you have Nicole, and then you have Megan, and then you have Sin. It's like so many people are involved in making this thing super, super great. And I just want to thank all of you because we've covered so many topics. Some of my favorites are talking about how to rewire our brain to be more fulfilled in life, helping us get unstuck or overcome fear or come up with different tactics on how we can ask people questions so that we can get the answers that really help us move forward in our lives, figuring out how we can position ourselves better for the passions that we're trying to pursue or the goals that we're trying to reach with our career, like really digging into these topics. And what's really apropos about all of this is right now I'm recording this podcast standing by myself in a small TV studio, and we are at rehearsal for the Never Settle show. So as you all know, we've been working on the Never Settle show. We won an Emmy for the Never Settle show, and we really revamped it. We evolved, and it's been a really painful experience in a good way. It's a lot of uncomfort that we had to get to. Getting to the edges of your comfort zone is where personal growth takes place. But when it happens, you still feel it. It's a natural response for you to feel sweaty, feel some anxiety, maybe some frustration, maybe worry about how this is going to turn out. But all of that stuff is fake. It's irrational. And I try to teach you how not to get sucked into those irrational fears, because then they hold you back from pushing further on the edges of your comfort. So here we are, the edges of our comfort. We rewrote the show. The show is completely different. Format's different. The graphics are different. What I'm wearing is different. The audience is different. Everything about the show is completely changed. And you're like on pins and needles wondering, are people going to accept it? Are people going to enjoy it? Will we get an audience? Will it be seen? So all of these things are natural. And I want you to know that if you're going through the same thing, you're about to maybe switch careers. Is this going to work out for me? Is this going to be the right move for myself and my family? You're about to maybe make a move into pursuing your own thing. Now you're off from the side hustle into your main hustle. Like, is this the right way for going? Or maybe you're already doing your main hustle and you're about to launch a new product, or you want to get that book out or whatever it is. All I'm saying to you is do not allow the what ifs to get in the way, because the what ifs is what's actually trying to hold you in a complacent, comfortable location so that you don't do change, because change feels scary and your body physically does not like scariness. But that, my friends, is right where you explode. So here we are today at rehearsal in a studio. The team is in the other studio. They got laptops out. We have scripts out. I'm reading my lines. I'm going through the stuff, and it's feeling all different. It's feeling all new. There's some adjustments that need to be made, but you know what? It's our best shot at our best shot. And that's the thing. Nothing is ever perfect. In order for something to be perfect, you have to perfect it anyway. And that just doesn't happen. So my message to you today on this 1 year anniversary, 3 things. Scratch the what ifs, get them out of there. Number two, always take action, people. Always evolve on your ideas. And number three, get to the edges of that comfort zone so that you can get some serious personal growth. And with that said, thank you so much for being a one-year anniversary on Wake Up and Level Up. This has got me so pumped. I hope it has you pumped as well. All right, and head on over to neversettle.tv so that you can find out the updates with the show, as well as follow me on Instagram to see a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. All right, now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.